Montego Bay Free Zone is one of the most sought-after locations for business process outsourcing, BPO operations. With a highly trained labor force and developed telecommunications infrastructure supported by progressive government policies. Owned jointly by the Port Authority of Jamaica and the Government of Jamaica, the Montego Bay Free Zone, MBFZ, was established in March 1985 to promote foreign direct investments. The Free Zone earned over $5 billion in the last 10 years, and to date, approximately 17 firms operate out of more than 100,000 square feet of space and growing with a workforce of approximately 7,000. Just recently, two facilities for the delivery of world-class skills training and medical and wellness services have set up operations in the Montego Bay Free Zone. They are the Integrated Workforce Development Center, IWDC, and Eshore Medical Center. The IWDC, a project of the Caribbean Maritime Institute's CMI School of Advanced Skills, began operations 6 months ago to provide trained, skilled, and certified workers in the areas of business solutions, port operations, shipping and logistics, and engineering. So far, 50 young people from St. James are benefiting from multi-certification and multi-skill career training. Director of the IWDC, Oswick Forrest, says the primary role of the center is to provide training in keeping with advancement in technology and international requirements.
But what we are looking at is a process or program that matches what investors are looking for. The youngsters who are passing through our center, we are taking programs that are designed to meet their way of life. So what it will do is, at one stop, give them academic training, it will give them vocational skills, it will also give them professional courses. So when they enter the workplace, they'll be able to satisfy what investor needs.
Additionally, Mr. Forrest points out that the CMI's existing linkages with industries in business solutions, transportation, warehousing, logistics and distribution strengthen its capacity to provide training in skill areas that are in high demand. The center, he says, will therefore serve to enhance the country's economic stability and prosperity by focusing on its human resources. Meanwhile, state-of-the-art Eshore Medical Center will provide health and wellness services to the rapidly expanding workforce in the Montego Bay Free Zone in accordance with global standards. Representative of the facility, Dr. Kamali Tolo, says the center is a product of a partnership between the Bay West Wellness Clinic and the MBFZ.
The rapid expansion of the BPO industry and the employment of many Jamaicans just reflects that the workplace and general living environment is visibly undergoing fundamental and profound changes. A healthy workforce is an important priority for all stakeholders, as this will result in a higher job performance, productivity, and better development for all involved.
State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce Sharon Folks Abraham says the opening of the two amenities will significantly advance training to world-class standards and improve the delivery of healthcare to the over 7,000 employees. She notes that the level of training that the CMI provides will meet the needs of the logistics hub and Jamaica's emerging logistics-centered economy. Also, since October, a cohort of 30 students involved in the Career Advancement Program have been benefiting from training in port operations, engineering, mathematics, customer service, and call center operations. The aim is to provide a trained workforce to meet the needs of investors in light manufacturing, BPO, and contact call center operations. In addition to the formal training, there's an active paramilitary program which reinforces the importance of discipline, order, and teamwork, and these attitudes manifest themselves in the classroom. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton has hailed the Montego Bay Free Zone as a magnet for investments in Jamaica.
We are confident that there is a bright future, and we know from the data that our people represents our best assets. Their productivity levels are among some of the highest in the world in this sector.
Minister Hilton is expressing confidence that growth of the Montego Bay Free Zone will continue in a meaningful way and the facility will retain its relevance.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.